This will be Aeneid, Book 1, lines 195 to 209. So the last part, Aeneas and Achates went hunting, and they managed to get 7 deer, so that each ship will have the meat from 1 deer. And then, of course, they've already been working on making bread, so you have food. Now you need something to drink. So starting with Dane de Dewidit Wina. Then he divides the wines. Quae bonus heros Acastes, which good hero Acastes, onerarat had loaded, cadis in jars, dederatque and had given, ab euntibus to the departing men. Litera Tinacrio on the Tinacrian shore, on the Sicilian shore. Et mulcit, and he soothes their myrentia pectora, their grieving hearts, dictis with his words. O Socii, O comrades, neque enim sumus ignari malorum, for we are not ignorant of evils, ante, before. O passi graviora, O men having endured worse things, so O sufferers of worse things, Deus dabit finem, God will give an end, his quoque to these things also. Vos et acestis, all right, so that's that syncopation there, acestis. So you have approached the scylaeum rabium, the madness of Scylla, and the sonante sculpulos and the roaring rocks, penitus within. So in your book, it does tell you about Scylla and Charybdis. Scylla was the monster and Charybdis was the whirlpool. So you've got the madness of Scylla and then the roaring rocks that's referring to Charybdis. Vos et experti, and you have experienced the Cyclopia Saxa, the Cyclopean rocks. And so it also gives you a little message about, you know, the island of the Cyclops, not exactly hospitable. When Odysseus's men went through there, several of them were eaten by Polyphemus before they were able to blind him and escape. So they've been through some bad things. Revocate animos, recall your courage. Plural of animus can be souls, minds, can also be courage. So recall your courage. Mitite, and send away your maestum timorem, your gloomy fear. For san olem, perhaps one day, you abit, it will help Miminissi to remember, et haec, even these things. Per varios casus, through various misfortunes. Per tot discrimina rerum, through so many crises of things. Tendimus in Latium, we are heading into Latium. Ubi fata ostendunt, where the fates show, or where the fates promise. Sedes quietas, quiet seats, peaceful seats. Ilik, here. Excuse me, that's heek. Ilik is there. There, in Latium. Fas es, it is divine will. Regna Troiae, that the kingdom of Troy resurgere, rise again. Durate, literally harden yourself, endure. Et vos met servate, and save yourselves. Now, vos met is just a emphasis. It's just really emphasizing the vos, but you would still just translate as save yourselves. Rebus secundis, for favorable things, for better things. Talia referred, he speaks such things voce, with his voice, meaning aloud, because what's coming next is not aloud. Iger, curis ingentibus, and sick, weary, with huge worries, with huge cares. Spem simulat, He pretends hope, he feigns hope, wool too on his face, or with his face. But what is he really feeling? Premit altum dolorum, he controls the deep pain, corde, in his heart. So he is really hurting right along with them, but he's trying to be that leader and be encouraging and be hopeful for them. All right, so one more time, go back and retranslate. So then he divides the wines, which good hero Acestes had loaded in jars and had given to the departing men on the Sicilian shore. And he soothes their grieving hearts with his words. O comrades, for we are not ignorant of evils before. O sufferers of worse things, God will give an end to these things also. You have approached the madness of Scylla and the roaring rocks within. You have experienced the Cyclopean rocks. Recall your courage and send away your gloomy fear. Perhaps one day it'll help to remember even these things. Through various misfortunes, through so many crises of things, we are heading into Latium, where the fates show calm seats. There is the divine will that the kingdom of Troy rise again. Endure and save yourself for better things. He says such things aloud. And sick with huge anxieties, he pretends hope on his face and he presses the deep pain in his heart.